the business news from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. An Emirates flight that took off from Dubai just over half an hour ago is due to land at Dublin Airport shortly after midday. The flight is part of the airline's double daily service between Dublin and Dubai, which resumes today. Enda Corneill is Country Manager Ireland with Emirates, and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
It's been 2.5 years since Emirates had a twice daily service. Why the delay in bringing it back?
Well, today is a momentous day. I mean, returning to pre-pandemic levels of capacity, it's really all about demand. I mean, we had to suspend our entire operation on the 25th of March 2020, and we've been steadily bringing back our capacity. We had hoped to start the flight in July, but issues with our providers at the airport meant we didn't have that certainty that everything would run as smoothly as we would like. So we delayed until the 1st of September, and today's the day, and it's exciting. It really brings now the ability to for 40,000 passengers in and out of Ireland to connect with 130 destinations, boosting tourism, boosting cargo, reconnecting family and friends. And it's really momentous that it gets us back to pre-pandemic levels of service.
You have had a daily service since October last year. What has demand been like this year?
Demand has been extremely high. We've been virtually full all summer. And I suppose that's the hint, if you like, that we needed more capacity. Looking forward now over the next few months, we're 80 to 90% full. Demand is very strong. And I think, you know, that's continuing the pre-pandemic or the post-pandemic, you know, levels of demand. It'll be interesting to see how things progress now into 23. But certainly this second flight couldn't come quick enough for us.
Okay, now you mentioned cargo earlier. Emirates has seen an increase in cargo. What kind of cargo do you carry from Ireland and where is it going?
It's going all over the world. I mean, China, the Far East, very important for us. We carry a lot of pharmaceuticals, fresh food to the Middle East, live animals, computer parts. You really wouldn't know what was underneath the floor when you're flying with us. But it's been a huge contributor to the business throughout COVID, representing probably about 20% of our revenue. But during COVID, it represented almost 80%. So a very, very important part of our business.
Now, fuel prices are going up, as we know. Will your passengers see that extra cost added to their tickets?
Unfortunately, they already are. I mean, all airlines are struggling with the high levels of fuel, and we're monitoring it all the time and trying to absorb as much of it as we can. But certainly, it at this stage, it's not affecting demand. But I mean, it's really about fundamentals of your business. I mean, Emirates has been profitable when fuel has been at $100 a barrel, $115 a barrel. So, you know, we don't want it to be at that level and we hope it'll come down. But, you know, we have to deal with the rate as it is at the moment.
Airports and airlines are recruiting staff to meet the surge in demand for international travel. And I know Emirates is recruiting as well. But Emirates will also be recruiting for your replacement. You're due to step down from your role.
Yes, I mean, today was marked such a major milestone. It's a fitting point for me to pass the baton to someone else, and that process will start now. I certainly won't be hanging up my wings just yet. I'm still serving as chairperson.
Now, DAA is looking for a new chief executive.
Irish Chamber of Commerce. And,
beg your pardon. I think there was a slight dropout on the line there. DAA is looking for a new chief executive. Would you be interested in that role?
Not on my radar, Petulia. I'm looking to do other things.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Enda Corneill, Country Manager Ireland with Emirates. Thank you very much for your time this morning.